started, I'd like to welcome everyone to the meeting tonight. And now on, no one's to speak unless you're up here at the podium. So if you have a question, everybody will have a chance to speak, talk, ask questions, get answers at the end of the meeting. The only time I need to hear anybody say anything is if you oppose one of these special exemptions. Just say, yes, I oppose it, and then one of the commissioners will ask you why.
No. And then they still need to come to
and
the
then
podium.
You still need to come to the podium to ask questions at that time. That way we won't need to hear nobody else. If we get an interruption, I'm on tap, you're going to get one warning. The second time I tap, my deputy is going to ask you to sort you out. Then if you come back to the next meeting and you interrupt the meeting again, you will be banned for the rest of the year, the meetings. Let's get started.
Decision we make to be called in your will and the betterment for this county. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, and indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Need approval. The meeting November 18th, 2021.
Make a motion.
Got a motion from Ms. Valentine.
Second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Aye.
Need approval of the minutes of the meeting of December 2nd, 2021.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Mills. All in favor?
Aye.
Regular meeting of December 16th, 2021.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Mills. All in favor?
Aye.
Approval of the Horseshoe, Town of Horseshoe Workshop, January 6th.
Motion.
Make a motion.
Got a motion from Mr. Valentine. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor? Approval of the regular meeting January 6th.
Make motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Valentine.
Second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Aye.
Approval of the vouchers.
Motion. Motion, Mr.
Mills.
Second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Aye.
Constitutional officers. Got anyone that wants to speak? Need a motion to go into public hearing.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Mills. All in favor?
Ready?
Ready, go ahead.
I have a petition by Carmen Merkin requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in Section 4.4.5 Special Exceptions of the Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle in Agriculture Zoning District in accordance with the petition dated December 26, 2021. Be located on the property as described as follows. Dixie County parcel number 05-10-13-4523-0000-0090 at 485 Northeast 262 Avenue, Old Town, Florida 32680. Commission District 4, Jamie Story.
Do we have any opposition?
Yes.
How many do we have?
One.
I haven't heard any, but I want to table this and let me talk to that person, and then we'll go from there at the next meeting.
Motion.
No. Got a motion, Mr. Mills.
Take it.
Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Okay, so we have one table from last meeting, a petition by Kimberly Hawkins requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in Section 4.3.5, Special Exception to the Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle in the PSA Zoning District in accordance with the petition dated 11-12-2021, be located on the property as described as follows. Dixie County Parcel Number 36-09-13-4424-0000-0100 at 1430 Northeast 796th Street, Old Town, Florida, 3680, Commission District 1, Jody Stevenson.
I've tried to reach out to them. I had to Dwayne them reach also to find out what their total intentions. My motion on that is going to be if they're planning on building a home, they have to pull a building permit in 1 year, and then it's non-employed. I want to figure out a way that we get to a point where these special exceptions on these lots doesn't go with the lot. And the reason being, a lot of times people buy these with good intentions and then they sell it. And once that exception is made, it continues with that property forever. And that's why we get a lot of our problems, allowing even people not building and getting a lot of outcry from the public. So my motion is if they're going to be able to pull a building permit within 1 year, they can get power through the regular channels through the building department, which will be no special exception needed. And if they do not do so, then the meter's full. Or however we need to. I spoke with Shane about
that. That rule's kind of already in place. If they build pull a building permit, they don't need a special exception, and they get power hooked up anyway.
Well, the difference on that, Michael, is the ones that a lot of them are coming there wanting to get the power, but they ain't got the building plans and stuff yet. The way it's set up, technically, you have to present the plans and Leon approves them to get the tentpole to build.
And now
I'm trying to get a way that they can, if they're going to do it within a year, they can get tentpole to use their property, they pay taxes, and do all the due diligence.
It's also renewed each
year. Yes, ma'am, but
either renewed or dropped.
From, like I said, there's a lot of these exceptions that we got. A lot of people sell the property, they die, and somebody else gets them, and they turn into these trash pits that we're battling. Steve's got a mountain that high, costing the county tons of money to try to clean up.
And legal-wise, I don't have the answer.
But at this point, I'm going to make a motion to deny.
You got a motion to deny, Mr. Stevenson. Do I have a second?
Yeah. Second. Is he denying it? Motion to deny?
Mark, second it.
Motion to deny, right?
Yes, motion to deny. Yes, Mr. Mark.
Second.
You said Mr. Mark second to deny. Any discussion?
I have one hand raised, which is not
Marquette. Okay.
I've unmuted them.
Okay.
Waiting for them to respond. We'll have to tell them.
Okay.
Hit star six.
I did. Calling in on a different line. I apologize.
Okay. All right. Any discussion? All in favor?
Because
I have a Marva patch, so I didn't know. And the other.
That's it.
Marvis.
But there's one that's Florida State up that has their home rate, which is not the same one.
I don't know.
Not Marcus. Marvis.
Leon is at the building department, so does it show which number?
It says 1235.
Yeah, so that Leon is calling.
Okay, that's
hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah.
Hey, I was going to just articulate to what was being said right there. The only difference, really, in the RV special exception versus building a house is the house plans. Everything else they have to meet for the RV special exception anyway. The only cost added to their equation is the house plan. They have to still get a driveway. They still have to get a septic tank. They still have to do all the other items. So just to kind of keep that in the back of your mind that they have to meet all these other requirements. The only additional expense is the actual set of house plans. Because it's a land development rule, that's why it stays with the property and not the owner. And so I don't know. But it's a moot point now because it's denied. So you can let them know to bring me a set of house plans along with all the other items that they had gathered up. We'll get them a permit issued, and they can start building their house and living their camper when they do it.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Leon.
All right.
Need to go back to the board. Need a motion to go back to the board.
I make a motion.
We've got a motion, WC, second for Mr. Valentine. All in favor?
That's right.
Tabled and denied. That's right. All right.
Did Mr. Hatch vote?
He seconded. He seconded the motion to.
I've got that. I mean, earlier in the meeting when there was a civil commission meeting, did he participate in that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Okay. All right. Miss Dempsey. Miss Dempsey here. Miss Dempsey. Okay. Miss Robin. Call it if she's out there, Miss Robin.
I've seen her earlier.
Your turn.
Hi, my name is Robin Rouse. Today I just want to come up here and let everybody know that I've been cleaning the roads. I've done a little bit of 317 and with some volunteers, of course, and I've done the 209, the corner, all the way up to 543 and 239. I've been doing them on Sundays. Last Sunday was my second week, and this Sunday will be my third week. And I'd like to thank everyone who came out to help me. Jerry Espinac, Madison Willis, Chloe Applinat, Wendy Blackburn, Jackie Driggers, Christina Timmons, and the children that came out, Desi, Hassan, Rodwan, and JJ. This will be my every Sunday. This is what my plans are to do every Sunday, different streets or different roads, wherever they need to be done. I've asked a couple of the residents, so there's a lot of other streets as well that I'll be doing. And I'd like to ask for some of your support to help me along with this a little bit. I have gathered quite a few different volunteers over the past few weeks, and I'd like to know if you guys would be able to help me with some safety vests. Maybe a couple of the garbage grabber thingies, and maybe some signs, caution signs, saying that we're working on the road. You know, like the caution this way if we're around this turn, the cars aren't speeding really fast, because we did have children out there helping us, but they would stay off the road. They're older children. They're not like young ones. So. And I'd like to let you all know that the gentleman who's doing the great haul, he's doing a good job.
Thank you very, very much.
You're doing a good
Jamie.
Job.
Yes, sir.
Jamie.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
We cannot take tax dollars and give to private citizens. So what I make a motion to do is for the Board of County Commissioners out of their expense account that comes out of their pocket to buy whatever safety vest or signage that she needs to do that. But we have to do that out of our pocket. We cannot take board money or county money and do that. So I make a motion to do that. If y'all want to do a dollar figure, $200, $250, $500, I don't care. But whatever the motion, whatever it is, we have to do it out of our pocket in order to contribute to that, as we do flowers and everything else that we sponsor. So that's no different than any other sponsorship that we board normally does. So that's my motion there.
We got a motion. We got a motion from Mr. Hatch, a second from Mr. Mills. Any discussion?
I think it was for $500.
That sounds good to me. Any more discussion?
Sounds great to me.
All in favor?
Aye.
And also, I'm doing different districts. I'm not just sticking with one district. I did 317. I don't know who. I'm not too sure where the streets are of whose district is whose. All I know is that if the residents give me a street and they want it cleaned up, I've been taking that into consideration.
And I've seen you, and I appreciate what you do.
Yeah,
I really do.
209 looks a whole lot better.
Yeah, it does. It does.
All right,
thank you very much. Thank you, Ms. Robin.
Darby, on those lines, would it be appropriate for them to get with you to let you know what areas they're going to be working, so maybe you could put some extra or have them go through that to check on them as they're doing the cleanup?
From that conversation, things I would recommend for the board and for this problem.
Yes, sir.
Before we move forward, let's check with Department of Transportation. It's talking about facing signage and some beds. There is some parameters of what can be placed on any right of way, county, state, or federal. And I would recommend that whatever signage that is, all of those increases in time is going to be in contact. Those type of signs are just flat. So that's just not interfering out with my suggestion. But let's go forward, in a harsher and a harder direction.
Okay.
I support 100%. I appreciate that. But let's make sure we look things out. What proper beds are out there?
I adopted 349, 1 mile prior and 1 mile after the dump. I'm in the middle of getting that completed right now. And all paperwork has been done for that. Now, I do know that when it does come to clean up for myself, when I want to go on 349 and everything is complete, I will go to their office and I'll pick up the desk, everything that I need from them, and then I return it clean, sanitized, and then I return it on Monday. I've already been through that, and I also sent Martha and Dwayne the information for County Road. I sent it to you in email.
Any information in this?
About adopting County Road.
So I reached out to the attorney. We don't have a program at this time for adopting County Roads as far as the city. It'd be up to the board if y'all want to adopt.
Beattie County just started back up again with adopting their county road out. So, and I have this information from the lady in Houston. She tracked up a lot of things. So, she said that if you have any questions, you can give her a call.
We'll look into that, and Mr. Dwayne and Ms. Martha get you a call back.
Thank you. Jamie.
Yes, sir.
I think with what Jody said, I agree with up to $500, but I really think that we need to have a list, and because now I've already got a text about who does the check need to be made to, how does that handled? Are we writing her a $500 check, or are we going to say, give us a list of stuff, what you need, and let us buy it with our money, the board's money, and then donate it to her? How are we going to do that?
Let's do that. You get us a list of the stuff you need,
yes,
and get it to Mr. Dwayne,
okay.
Ms. Martha, and then we will get you that. And then when we get it, then one of them will call you, and you can come pick it up from
her. Not to exceed $500.
Not to exceed $500, yes. Mr. Gregg? Mr. Bailey?
Not here.
You
don't have anything to report.
Okay. Mr. Jared?
Not here, but we don't
thank you. Ms. Cindy?
I don't have any details.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Steve Freeman?
He's quarantined.
Okay, he's quarantined. Okay. We got,
I have a few items. But
okay.
I'll cover that.
You cover that, okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Dwayne Chauncey, he's not here. Yeah. Mr. Latson.
Not a doctor's appointment.
Okay.
On the garbage side, I've got a couple things. One, I had someone had sent me a picture of signs. I think we need to get some bigger signs or more visible signs, like the $500 fine for littering. What I liked about the sign that I seen, it had a $500 fine for littering. Underneath it, it says, secure your load or secure your payment.
Yeah, I've seen that also.
I think we need, the ones that we got really are so small, unless when you're driving, if you don't stop, you can't
see it
or read it. So I think, in my opinion, we need to look at maybe
up in the side
up
of
our sign thing.
I agree.
On that side of it. On the other thing is, I had mentioned about the metal at the dumps beginning to be a problem. So, building back up, I done used my own equipment to push up my two pumps, one times four. Where are we at on the, I don't think we had a contract to that effect on the metal.
For how long?
Mr. Chairman, I've spoken with the attorney a couple different times. They have it lined up. We do plan to get together. I've spoken with Mr. Mills about trying to get the two groups together to go through all the credentials and all the requirements to be. We're asking him to meet on that. We turn it over to the attorney at that time. He would derive an agreement. The board would review it. That process, it'd be a lengthy process.
When I've talked to both of them, and they've both just been very busy. We've done our part. Mr. Goo, they run a deadline depending on the old school. Even I had some work I needed to do, and he didn't have time to meet to do some work I needed to do. And I believe Mac had been out of town and not
in Dixie
County to meet to go over that. So that's the conversations I have with both of them. We have reached out, but we haven't had a formal meeting. I can't draft the contract until I know what I'm drafting and what we're looking at.
So we'll try to meet with them in the next 2 weeks again.
Okay.
And give you all an update. But until we can do that, until he can get an agreement, you're not going to see one yet.
Okay.
I've met with both of them and told them that we need to meet and get this hashed out and get a program. And now, I've been saying that for nearly a year now.
He wasn't in here, but
just come to the podium.
Come to come up to the podium.
I state your name. They got to get it for the minute.
Well, I don't know what I'm saying. I was the last one to clean up the dump on the week 5A, and swine dump. The Rudolph Center, Rudolph dump out here. And that's been how long ago?
I don't know how long.
Several months. Around October.
It's been a couple months, and Todd's been doing a really good job on fixing, and my two rudolphs, Todd's been doing a really good site. I was talking to him earlier, and I got cut off, and I apologize to you, Todd, about that. But I think, honestly, I'm okay on 55A in District 3, but I understand there's problems elsewhere. We do need to do like Michael and Dwayne's saying, is let's sit down and talk about it before we make a rash decision. But I think Todd Herron's been doing a really good job on District 3's metal.
For the record, that's Todd Herron at the podium.
I know. Yes, I know.
For the audience, didn't know.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, Mr. Harrison.
Well, I think I've even talked to Abe. So good. And ask him if he would, because I want to help them get it cleaned up and get Jody's mess cleaned up out there. And
he ain't give you permission yet.
No. No, and I told him that, you know, you're going to turn the outside contracts and you're going to get people things coming in here and get it from one of you. And we might as well wind up with it. He didn't seem to give a shit. For lack of a better word.
Okay. Well, what we'll do, Mr. Todd, is we'll get up with them, and if they can't come up to a date, then we might look at you.
All right.
All right.
Well, I've been doing under Mike.
Okay.
The last, what, let me see, 3 years, 4 years?
Yeah,
wow. For a while.
Okay. All right. Some want to get you on that, okay, Mr. Todd?
No,
all right. Thank you.
Janie.
Yes, sir.
Janie.
Yes,
go back
go
to, let's run back, because I looked at them signs, what Jody brought up, and he's exactly right, but the only thing that nobody mentioned, and if you remember, and the board remembers, we was having problems with ordinances that was filed with Tallahassee, and then I asked about a litter ordinance probably a year, 6 months ago, and to make sure that we actually had an ordinance that the law could enforce. I know we put one in place, but I don't know if it got recorded and all that. And y'all know what I'm talking about. We had a lot of ordinances that did not get, I guess, filed through Tallahassee. So the very first thing I think we really need to do is number one, is make sure that we have our ordinance in place. And when we build our new, bigger signs, because I'm like y'all, I got the picture just like y'all did, I'd like to have the ordinance on the sign also. And if you'll look at your picture, you'll see, do not litter, fine, blah, 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 secure your load with an ordinance number. So I want to make sure, number one, that our ordinance is correct, that what we hand off to the law enforcement, they can enforce. So we need to start there and make sure that, and that would be Barbie checking that to make sure that our ordinance is good. I feel like it is, but I want to make sure.
We'll double check it.
As Barbie said, we'll double check it.
Thank you.
Find us, please.
And also, while we own solid waste, on a better note for the county, I'm going to hopefully make Barbie and some of y'all smile tonight. I've been working diligently on that money that is owed to county, which Dwayne has been helping me with it, Jefferson County. And I have got y'all a check here. $92,000 for you. And with that being said, I got a couple questions, Barbie. On those monies right there, does that go in the general fund?
I'm not sure. Honestly.
Okay. And here's where I'm going with that. I mean, that's 2 years' worth right there that was over. So we're looking at somewhere around $40,000+ a year that has then come to the board from that.
69
total at Jefferson and Taylor
Schmitz.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, right there on that, we do budget a revenue into solid waste each year that y'all approve for those monies. However, Jefferson County has been 3 years plus behind, so I wouldn't know if that total amount would go into this year's budget in the solid waste or in the general fund as additional collected revenues. Oh, that would be a finance question. We would ask Miss Jackie on the line. However, we do have this year's amount of the $69,000 budget to solid waste in the fund 180.
Reason I was asking questions at the last meeting, we were knocking around. We need to get some more money for the employees to bring these wages up, get truck drivers and stuff. I would like to entertain the idea of that's a reoccurring money that we get every year. Sometimes more, sometimes a little less. Take that amount unless we couldn't figure out the other day if we had money or not money to get some of these folks raised. And these dump trucks and stuff where we have shortfalls because we can't pay them enough to keep them. We got an avenue right there that we can utilize that money to make it do so.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, though, just reiterate, the $69,000 goes as a revenue to solid waste. It is used for solid waste salaries now. Had they continued to be paying, we would have had a deficit on solid waste paying. Borrowing money or getting the pay from general fund, Mr. Chairman.
So $69,000 of that check is already
been motioned for. It's, well, it's going to go into solid waste. He asked, the question was asked by Commissioner Stevenson, does it all go into solid waste or is it going to go into general fund? $69,000 of it is budgeted this year for solid waste.
Okay.
All right. So I don't know about the additional money. Does it go to solid waste like it's moved to it?
It will, Dwayne. It will. That money, that's a reoccurring cost that we've got for years and years back from Osceola. Thank you for working on that, Jody. I appreciate that, and I'm sure all the taxpayers do too. But that money is always, WC, you've been there for a long time. You know that money always rolls back in to equipment for solid waste. That money has always went back to solid waste, to salaries or equipment, either one.
Yeah.
That is correct. Like I said, I'd like to see if we could utilize some of that for salaries. Well, being we just did our current assessment raise solid waste, we should be hoping, and with the stickers on the cars and getting reduced tonnage coming in, hopefully that playing field there will level out where we'll have more money in that department to utilize.
Yeah, I mean, we bought packer trucks and dumpsters, and, I mean, there's a lot of stuff we've always used that money for, to go right back into the solid waste department. I mean, packer trucks, what's one of them cost, Dwayne? We bought a couple of them and dumpsters. And I mean, that money should support that department. That's the way it's always been set up.
That's all I had.
Thank you for working on that.
Thank you for working on that, Jody.
Thank you, Mr. Jody. Mr. Wright, Mr. Leon, you still on the phone? I guess he don't have nothing to say then.
I'm here. I don't have anything unless you have something for me.
No, sir. Thank you for everything you do.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Brown.
No, you're in a fire rescue, so I don't have anything much.
Thank you.
You don't have anything, Mr. Brown.
I have a couple things in the address. Miss Gail. Miss Holly. Miss Holly on the phone? No. Miss Angie.
I have something to cover for her.
Okay. Well, Mr. Dwayne.
I have nothing, Mr. Chair. No. Oh, I'll start.
Yes, you do.
Action item, first action item tonight, I need board approval to execute agreement for an amendment to the interlocal agreement that we have with Columbia, Dixie, and Gilchrist in Union Counties. And it was back in 2014 where a consortium was created for a workforce initiative and opportunity act. And what that allows, Mr. Chairman, is for the youth and for some, let me just read it right here, the unskilled adults for an entry labor workforce and some training that companies and businesses could use in our communities. Is some state allocated monies through that workforce, and we use Ms. Diane Scholes on a lot of our stuff. Carol West has helped with some of these economic opportunities, but we teamed up as an interlocal agreement back years back now, so actually 2014, and this is just an amendment to allow that to take on the additional monies of this year. I just need board approval to continue that consortium with those four counties.
Make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Mills. All in favor?
Aye.
The next action item I got is board approval to appoint Mr. Scott Pendarvis as our 911 coordinator for Dixie County beginning Monday, January the 24th for 2022. He'll be recognized by the state of Florida. If y'all got a question for him, he is here tonight, but he will be our 911 director upon y'all's approval tonight.
Motion to approve.
We got a motion. Second, WC. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Aye. Anything you want to add to that, Scott? Okay.
Thank you.
I need to request board approval to move forward also with a vehicle purchase in the EOC department. It is budgeted. It was something, though, that we would have held off waiting for the special assessments monies to come in, like in the second quarter, so we would have looked at purchasing it in March, April, May time period. However, you know, with this shortage going on and what we've seen, if we find a vehicle, I would like the permission to move forward with that if we could.
Motion. Got a motion, Mr. Stevenson?
Second.
Second, Mr. Mills. All in favor?
Aye.
Need board approval to donate some overburden that we received off of the County Road 351 project through the town of Cross City, the what we call the Horseshoe Highway, to the school board for the high school football practice field. It's the overburden that come off the side of the roads, mainly topsoil. The school football field out here at the new high school will be putting in a practice field for the football team. We were strictly just requested to just haul the dirt there. They will be in charge of everything else. We're strictly hauling it from the county yard.
Dump it out.
It, with y'all's approval on that.
Motion. We've got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Second, Ms. Valentine. Any discussion? All in favor?
I would like, and Mr. Mark, some board direction on the employee pay scale. We've kind of talked about it a couple times here already tonight, but the job specifics. What would the board like to give me direction at the last meeting to start reviewing that? And I did, and on every dollar that we would raise on CDL drivers, it's going to be roughly right at $2,500 for an increase. But by doing that, you got that compression in each department. If you just raise CDL drivers, which is what we're at a deficit as right now, it puts a lot of people under, or the ones that's been here for a while, it compresses their salaries. So my question tonight would be, are we looking as set areas, or would y'all like me to get y'all exact numbers on an actual pay scale for every position and not necessarily employees? Does that make sense? What would that be direction?
Yes, it does. It does to me, Dwayne. And go ahead, WC.
I said we need direction on all the pay scale for all the employees.
I do too. Yeah,
That was where I was going with that, Dwayne. Honestly, WC hit the nail on the head.
Yep. Okay. I'll get y'all some numbers. But just as a brief, this week we was looking at it, and for every dollar that you raise an employee with FICA, retirement, and everything added in, and the initial 2,080 hours that a regular work calendar year is, you're looking at $2,500 per
That's what I was getting at earlier. If you earmark something that you're bringing in annually, like part of that money coming back to Philip, you're going to have a large amount that you can figure.
But that amount is figured in every year and the revenues. I mean, that's what we're having to take to balance solid waste now as it is. So I will work on that and get something going with finance on those. I need board approval tonight. If y'all would like to put in a full page advertisement for the Swanee River Fairs coming up, but the book advertisement is due. Last year y'all did a full page as supporting it. It's $150. If y'all would like to make a motion on that, and it would be out of y'all's expense account as well.
Motion. Got a motion. Second, Mr. Valentine. All in favor?
Aye.
The next action item I have is I need board approval to execute a release of lien for a shit piece of property we have. And that comes through.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second,
Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Got the release already.
The last action item I have is a request board approval to appoint Mr. Bill Lee to the Swanee Water and Sewer Board, and then Commissioner Hatch, if you want to add to that.
We had Mr. Greg Leggett. He resigned a little earlier than what he'd anticipated. He had some problems that he needed to take care of. So that gave us another vacancy on the Swanee Water and Sewer. And I spoke to Mr. Lee about it for many years now, because he's an out of county resident, but in their rules, they can have one out-of-county person, and Mr. Lee fits that criteria now, because Mr. Greg was the out-of-county person. So I think Mr. Bill will do us a great job, and I support Mr. Bill in this, and I make a motion for Mr. Bill to take that position on Swanee Water and Sewer.
Second. We got a motion, Mr. Hatch, and second, Mr. Mills. All in favor?
Aye.
That's all the action items I have. I've got a few information items tonight. I'd like to remind all the commissioners of the Rural County Days. Next Wednesday, y'all be going to the session from, I think, 6 to 8 o'clock up at the Capitol. I would like for y'all to be at the county manager's office by 3:30 for us to commute up there. Next Wednesday afternoon. No, sir, it's the 26th, January 26th.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir, next. It's this coming Wednesday, so
Wednesday. What the hell?
At 3:30, we need to leave to get up there.
You don't drive like I drive.
I don't drive like most of y'all, so I need to leave a couple hours. Just some updates. We are 5 to 6 men short in the road department and solid waste. You know, we're missing. We're out, so some of our projects has been delayed. We've told the public, you know, that we would be to certain points with different roads cleaning out with the grade off, but we're a little bit behind schedule due to a shortage and the influx of COVID and a lot of our employees being out at this time. We look forward to having them back in the next 2 weeks. We're working on the shoulders on County Road 351, and we're also working in the, what was the name of that road that y'all was on today, 592nd, 594? 550 is where the grade O is right now, doing highways. And I got a, I was notified today from Mr. Andrew Gouda on the federal property. We work great with them. The Fishbone Road is normally open. It's down towards Shirt Island. They're in the process of creating that dock and that boat ramp and all there at the Fishbone Creek. Over the weekend, they had a lot of materials that was stolen. The federal gates was broken into and a lot of stuff stolen, so they're going to permanently close that until they can complete that project. They are set back now, but they just wanted to be publicly aware that they will have it closed, and you commissioners, we will start getting calls, you know, from our public wanting to know why this is not available to them. That was where people, a lot of people go and fish, put in kayaks, so that awareness is that there was a lot of vandalism, stolen stuff there, so the federal government said be patient with them while they can get that repaired. And then they'll open it back up to the public, but it could be a couple months. The last thing I have for y'all tonight coming from HR department is the policy and procedure manual is in front of you. I request that the attorneys review it. I request that all the board members review it, and we will have a vote on it at the next board meeting to accept this document to move forward with HR policies and procedures. Unless y'all have any questions for me, that's all I have to report tonight, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Duane. Only question I got for you is on looking into the pay scale.
Okay.
Are y'all doing that on a, how do you do that on a class code on what they're actually doing work-wise or seniority or?
Based off their job description, based off the job, you know, whether it be a tech, a clerk, a semi driver, or a machine equipment operator, or, you know, right on down to a dump truck driver or someone watching inmates. There'll be a classification for each one.
I sent you an email that a man that's moving here from South Carolina works in equipment and stuff.
Okay.
He says he was interested in a job or whatever, so I forwarded it to you so you could, I don't know, he may have CDLs,
Okay.
But he said he'll be moved here.
We'll get them to the board office and HR to fill out an application, and hopefully we can put them to work. We have quite a few opens.
Mr. Osteen.
I have reviewed that handbook, so if y'all review it and have any questions or concerns me about the handbook, I got an open door, but I'm good with it. I didn't bring as much money as Mr. Stevenson did here tonight, but I did bring $1,000, and how we come about that is, we started, Steve's been doing a very good job, Steve Freeman, with the code enforcement and bringing those cases to hearing. So how we got this money was I was contacted by Bankers Title and earlier in the week, and they need to know how much is owed. So the title search on this particular piece of property that was going to be sold, it came up because we record all of those judgments on public record, and it become a title defect on the property. So the title insurance was not going to ride it. So in order for that to get clear title, they're going to have to pay the county $1,000 in fines. The property's been cleaned up. The code enforcement issue has been resolved, but they did go over the deadline, so there was some fines in place. Now, where does that money go, Barbie? Do you know?
Don't come to me. We've actually got to set up an account, I think. I don't even think we have an account except it, so we'll have to build one.
May it be made up to Dixie County Board of County Commissioners, right?
Yep. Mr. Chairman, if I may, Barbie, if it's okay. During budget this year, we set up the code enforcement account for the first time, but we was talking about that as far as fines.
And we've got a line item there, but we just got to create it in units in what she's talking about in the finance system to receive those monies as revenues come in. We don't have an amount, so we didn't budget a specific amount because we don't know how much the board's going to get. This year's the first time doing code enforcement, but that'll be a process, and it'll be a learn as we go. But it'll go to code enforcement and to pay in his salary. And that's what the revenue will be utilized. So it'll be direct, straight into code enforcement.
So there's an example of how it's going to work when people go to try to sell their property and those things that's going to pop up on a title search. So there you go, everyone, for example, it's starting to work. And we just started, for the public to know, Dix County ain't had code enforcement maybe, what, for the last 12 months maybe? So it's never been going on. So I think it's going to be effective the way it's looking at. A lot of land is just moving. Other than that, I don't have anything. Unless y'all have any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Miles.
Todd, you got?
Yes, sir. Rather than giving a man away a raise and pay and costing $25,000 for every dollar that you give him in the raise throughout the course of his employment, $25 an attendance bonus if he shows up, giving so much for attendance for being there to do his job rather than just giving him a raise. Nobody won't cost the county nothing. That man excels and does a good job and does what he's supposed to do, he gets a little bonus.
Mr. Chairman, we'll look at that, but the issue we're having is it's not about the employees now. We've got CDL positions that are open, Mr. Todd, that when you, the applicant, looks at it and we tell you, you can come to work for us, we're glad to have you for $10 an hour, they tip their hat at you and say, see you later. So, that's what we're up against.
You know, that's a
And that's what it is, so that's why we're trying to look at the pay scale.
Okay.
I don't mind you for looking at the pay scale, man. I'm sorry.
No, sir. No, thank you for looking at it.
Yeah. Ms. Marby?
All I have is we've got some more records that are have net retention. I've got 42 feet of records for destruction that I need y'all to sign off on. That's all I have.
Thank you, ma'am. Commissioner Adams. James, you got anything? Mr. Hatch, you got anything to say?
Kyle, I think I'm good.
Mr. Stevenson? Mr. Stevenson, you got anything? No?
I love
folks. Mr. W.C.? Good. Well, I want to say thank you to all of y'all because I think this is one of the best meetings that we've had so far. But thank y'all. And for now, we got some people that would like to speak. Mr. Guy Richardson.
Jamie, can we take action on what Barbie asked about?
Hang on.
A motion for a record for destruction.
Yeah, got a motion.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Hatch, second by Mr. Stevenson, all in favor. Okay. Now
we get old directors as long as we need it to. We verified that.
So okay. I just mean to sign this. Okay. I need
one exit.
I need a blue pen. Go ahead, Mr. Guy.
My name is Guy Richardson, and I live on 489th Street and the Hammock, the old town. My question is for the growth team.
Yes, sir.
I was here at the meeting 2 weeks ago on the 6th, and I heard you say that after a residential property has been in effect for years, that it could be changed almost to anything. Yeah, I wanted you to clear that up with me.
Say that again so I can understand what
you're saying. So if I lived in a residential area, that if somebody come in and they want to put a junkyard out there or they want to put a dump out there, they could do it. By what I understood you said.
I don't recall saying
residential could change.
I don't recall saying in that, but we follow the land development regulations. Every piece of land is, depending on where it's located, is maybe agricultural, residential. under the zoning district, and if somebody wants to do something that's not allowed in that zoning district, then you can go through there and see what special use permit, also known as special exception, is available to you. Then they would have to, if they apply for it, for example, the RV special exception, has to be advertised, the property has to be posted, and it has to be voted on by the Board of Adjustments, which is your Board of County Commission.
Okay.
I hope I answered your question.
Yeah, pretty good. That means you go off and do what you want.
That's your legislative body.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right, my next question was for the engineer for Dixie County or whoever they may be. He quoted in January the 6th of this year that the asphalt roads that did that on 239th Avenue and 188th Avenue and 550th Street, that the roads were not, the easements were not wide enough for the ditches. That they didn't have enough room for the ditches. So I went out and measured all the asphalt roads. And the roads are 20 foot wide, and that means you've got 60 foot right of way. You've got 20 foot on each side. Some of them are ditched, some of them are not ditched. They're filled in. I went and measured the Lime Rock ones, and they're 25 foot wide, and they have ditches on them. So why is it when you have the state in here building roads that they're blocking the ditches so they don't flow?
That's
right away in easements. It's about the right of way that we have and easements that we have. It's different throughout the whole county. In Suwanee, there's sometimes we don't have but 15 foot of right of way, and somewhere maybe in the first district we got 60 foot of right of way. Some places we got 100 foot of right of way. It's different throughout the whole county.
Most of the well flooded areas this year is in Hammock, and most of them by the maps. Engineering maps all
I disagree
city.
With that.
Well, maybe you do. You disagree that you cleaned up the ditches.
Yeah, because our whole county was flooded, Mr. Guy, not just the Hammock area. That's
that.
Just where you
worry
yeah,
about
it. It was
there's a lot there.
You
want now? And I mean, you don't get mad at me if you want to or not, but you know, I got another problem I'd like to bring up if I can.
Mr. Guy, I'd like to answer one thing on that right there. Maybe you're not aware. Dixie County is a poor county. Most of all the road work was done in the county is on grants. And a lot of the grants that we get, like the roads, some of those roads that they question, I was not here at the time, but I do remember reading the stuff as it went down. The grant was just to pave or surface or resurface those roads. There was no extra money in there to do ditches or whatever. So on your defense, on what I'm saying is it's going to be on us as a board to try to come up with an avenue to secure funds when we get in those situations to be able to come out with some extra money to be able to clear those ditches. But in the past, we've only been able, or the board's only been able to do what they had the funds available to do with.
I understand that, but the problem is when they asphalt the roads and they build it up real high, they fill the ditches in.
I understand that. I understand that. All I'm saying is at that time, that was all the money I had to do or money to do with is to fix the road. And I guess at that prevalent time, the public and the board here, it was more better to fix the road than dig out the ditches.
And Mr. Richardson, and the board can correct me if I'm wrong on this statement, I think with discussed several meetings ago about the issue of Mr. Mills. He remembers, I believe he was engaging in the conversation with the engineer. I don't think Mr. Richard had that particular meeting. And then the same question come up about the engineering of these. So there was certain money engineered for the road not to do all the other things, which goes hand in hand. So I think Mr. Douglas, I think the board voted for before any roads are finally approved, we need to take all these things into consideration, and the board needs to look at any future plans before any highway is put in. So the board has addressed that at a previous meeting to let them spot these problems before we get to where we at today. Is that right?
That's it.
Y'all remember that?
Okay. Well, I must have missed that one. But
yeah, it was several months ago because that did come up, and the board agreed that some of these problems we got put in this position, but that's all the grant particular grant money was spent, set up to do certain things, then left to the hand and in the ditch area.
So who oversees that? Who oversees you get these grants to build these roads and fix them up? Don't anybody go out there and see if they put the ditches back?
There's two people that oversees that, guy. There's the county that oversees that, and there's a state that oversees that. And honestly, Dwayne, if you'll take this from here, we had a meeting today about Swanee and right-of-ways. If we go there and we don't have the proper guidelines for DOT, and Mr. Guy, you of all people knows DOT guidelines. I think you retired from there. So you of all people knows the guidelines of DOT. If it don't meet their criteria, we cannot do anything on drainage. We cannot raise the road. We cannot put shoulders on the road. We have got to meet their criteria. Dwayne, you remember the meeting we had today about that?
Yeah, you need to see DOT. That's exactly.
I can tell them that you said, it's
there. Well, that is a problem.
Filling in the ditches. All right, my other problem
One more question. Go ahead.
One more. This is my question. You're out there digging on my road. You're cleaning up a problem, and I've asked every one of you except Mr. Valentine here that you're all aware of. So what you did?
Thank you. You're welcome.
There, and you dug up my side, and you dug the heck out of it all the way up to my mailbox, and then you skip behind the mailbox. In the meantime, across the road, you put two new culverts in for the guy, and you piled 6 foot of dirt in the ditch that I've been asking you since the flood to clean out. And if you go out there right now, all of you, it's piled up, and the ditch is still blocked. And they say, well, we're going to come back. Let me finish when I come back. And then down the road, they dug up my side that I kept mowed. I kept it to the bottom of the pipe. They dug the hell out of it. Around the corner, they told me today, they said they're not digging out the ditch because their ditch is already there, and they mow it and maintain it. And I said, then why the hell did you dig mine up? Because I mow it and maintain it through the culvert, too. And they says, I do what I'm told. So I think one of you people here told them to dig the hell out of my ditch.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mr. Guy. I thought we was making you happy by starting.
Hang on.
We thought we was going to make you happy and start right there. We start down one side. Now, if you didn't want us to dig that ditch because you kept up with it and everything else, why are you fussing at us? We started there. We're working down that road, and he's doing a heck of a job. And when he's going to come down the other side of the road, and then he's going to continue right on around. So do you want us to dig in your ditch, or do you don't want us to dig in your ditch?
Oh, I want them to dig the ditch that's blocked.
We ain't got back around there yet.
Well, you piled the dirt up this
way.
We're going to get to it. Okay. All right.
It's an incomplete project, Mr.
It's an incomplete project. That's right. We're going to get to it. Miss Mary.
I'm good.
You're good?
Yeah, I think so.
You know where we at, because that's what you said, updates on the ditches. You got your answer already.
Yeah.
We're going to complete your area first, that whole little, what I call subdivision in there. And then after he gets all them ditches, which you're in there, then we're going to move somewhere else. That's what we decided. All right. Does anybody else like to speak? Come on up for the podium.
Hello. My name is Rodney Hawkins. My wife's name is Cynthia Hawkins. Yeah, living in the Crab neighborhood. From my understanding, you guys denied us to get the approval to put a trailer onto our property. I was late, but I work an hour away. So we're brand new here. Been here, come up here for years, but we just moved up here full time. I'm an electrician. And work in High City, and we would like to. We're definitely going to build on the property. It's going to take a little bit of time for us to do it, but it's going to take us some money to do it too. So I would like approval. You guys, please reverse your
Contact you. I've had Dwayne try to contact you, and you wasn't here.
Yeah,
and I'll say we had a lot of people complain in the subdivision. We're getting a lot of complaints all over about the RVs. If you have a set of building prints and submit those to the building department, we can get you a building permit, which will get you power for construction, and you can live on your property while you're building.
I understand that. I understand what you're saying, but then I have to renew. I have to pay for the building permit, which is $1 per square foot, which I understand that. But every 6 months, I have to go ahead and pay another half of that again.
No, sir.
Huh?
All you got to do is meet an inspection. There's one I can get on the phone.
Leon,
still on the phone.
Mr. Leon, you on the phone? Mr. Leon.
I'm here.
What?
Yeah. Have you heard what's going on?
I could barely hear what he was saying. Oh, it was real faint, but from what I'm understanding is he has questions on the building.
He was questioning on it that every 6 months that he has to renew the building permit or pay more fees, I think.
He has to have an inspection done every 6 months. The permit is only valid for 180 days, and then it would,
But, I mean, as long as you make an inspection ever so often, you don't have to go back and buy the permit again.
Yeah, it has to be moving along. The project has to continually move. I mean,
well,
there's people
that mean,
who...
Along, I don't understand what you're saying. I mean, we're going to get the well off the weather, the well and the septic and the
weather. So if you went out there and you were doing a... I'm maybe stepping in Leon's world, but in my mind, say if you went out there and you started the process and dug your footers... If you're doing
yeah, you
slab.
You get a footer inspection. You pull
then
the permit.
Then you got 6 months, and you can pull the slab. Then you got 6 months. In each stage, it's going to give you more time. So it may take you 2 years, 3 years to build a house, but as long as you do keep moving in a forward progress, you will not have to rebuy your permit or whatever you're moving over.
Hey, it is extremely important to articulate that under no circumstance do you ever want to let that permit expire, because if there's a code cycle change or a FEMA flood elevation change and you've let that expire, then you must meet that new minimum requirement.
How long is the permit good for? I mean, how many
180 days.
So are there any limit on the extensions?
Well, not necessarily extensions. You go and get an inspection, and then it buys you another 180 days. So you
every 180 you could have to have something done in 180 days.
Everybody has a problem with that. But I just thought, what I ever said before, and you have every 6 months, you have to pay half of the cost of the permit. And I'm trying to build a house.
Yeah.
You got to keep taking money like that. There's no way I can build a house.
Yeah. Right.
So.
You
should
have an inspection done.
I have a problem with that.
Take your drawings, take it to Mr. Leon, take all his get all
so he's got to check that. You got to have your driveway in and all that.
I got the driveway in.
Okay.
Cleared.
Tell him just to come see me.
Yeah, he said come see him and he'll get you set up.
Okay. All right.
We're walking through this.
Thank you, Leon.
You're welcome. Anyone else want to speak?
Hey. I do have one thing, just a reminder. Me and Mr. Kirk there with the city, thank you for being there, reminding me. I did talk to the city manager, Mr. John, about the women's club. They do want that. I mean, so when the board initially made that motion a while back, we talked about either getting a re-roof or giving it back to the city in order for them to try to get the grants that they can apply for the municipality side of it, for the historical part of town. There's some money there, and John said, hey, we would like to move forward with that. But he also gives some options there, some possibilities of some funding that we maybe could move that building to another piece of city property or something we could acquire for the city, and that would give additional space for the county moving forward if we ever had to expand this parking area, anything like that. So they would work back and forth with the county, but they want to move forward with us quit claiming that back to the city.
But the board at the last meeting now we talked about.
My understanding through the engineers, they was some monies out there to
build a new infrastructure.
New infrastructure.
So if we move that, we would have that lot.
Need it back to the city.
Not the lot.
But the city's in agreement with, if we got another piece for it to go to, they would let us have the land in exchange and they would pay to move it. So there is some negotiation and some options. But I tell you, y'all, I'd already voted one time to
keep it. We could keep all the land and let them move.
If you could provide the city another location for the building to be moved. But there's funding that could help us along with that, is what we're being told.
Help for what?
Both infrastructure for the county, for the courthouse expansions, or kind of boardroom, and on the city side, municipalities is getting more additional money, different cost of money for infrastructure. So the city could apply for monies as well to redo the women's club and all.
And just move it?
Yeah.
So what are you asking?
I'm just letting the board know. I talked to the city manager. They want to move forward with what the board originally stated, that they were going to give it back to them.
The real estate too.
Yes.
Originally, that's when.
Yeah.
But at last meeting, when the engineer told there may be some funding to build on that, it wouldn't make sense for the county to keep the land.
Well, I don't know who, if they wanted to keep it, we'd have to go back and rescind the motion that was made, whoever made that, rescind it, and go back through that whole process.
That's what I was getting at. Y'all done decided to give it to them, so if y'all want to change that, y'all need to do that now, but I want y'all to know the city account is interested in getting.
Listen, fellas, y'all listening?
Yeah.
Y'all listening? I rescind that motion to give it to the city.
Mr. Hatch.
I don't hear a second.
Second.
Mr. Hatch rescinds his motion to give it to the city, and Mr. Stevenson seconded that motion, or seconded it. To rescind. Any discussion? All in favor?
Okay, I would like, listen, Mark. I would like to direct Dwayne to talk with the city manager to see if there's another piece of property where they could retain that historical site for Dixie County and the town of Cross City. So I'd like Dwayne to go into talks with the city manager in order to do that, if that's feasible for them to move that building.
That's just a
general suggestion.
And the city has property that goes vacant, don't you, Kirk? Kind of where it leads down there by 19.
But you know what
I'm talking about?
But listen,
all the trees is. There's a big piece of the city on. There's nothing on it.
That's correct.
Would that be a good
let Dwayne and the city figure that out.
I mean, there's a big piece of vacant property there, but there's nothing done right next to the greenway.
We need to finish his boat, okay? WC had discussion.
Why are we rescinding the motion to give it to the city?
The reason,
if we're going to wind up doing it to the city anyway.
Here's the way I heard it.
In my motion, I'm rescinding the motion to give it all to them. So we're retaining the real estate in case we want to add to the parking lot that we're going to build and hopefully add a new commissioner building over there like Commissioner Stevenson talked about in the last board meeting. I want to retain the real estate and let Dwayne and the city determine whether that building is worth moving as a historical landmark to another location, whether we have it or they have it or whoever has it. Let them discuss that and then bring something back to us. But the reason I rescinded it was to keep the real estate.
Keep the land. I'm with you.
Any more discussion? All in favor? Got a question right here.
Okay.
Hang on just a minute, Ms. Mark.
Hello, my name is Jeff Hart. I'm a journalist, and I watch different government groups. And I didn't notice this on the agenda, and some
like in Levy County or even some cities that I watch, when there's a non-agenda item, they say, well, are we going to listen to this possible non-agenda item to vote upon? Then they'll say, yes, I make a motion, here's a non-agenda item. Motion second, maybe 5-0, maybe 3-2, maybe 4-0, maybe whatever's here. Vote one way or another to hear the non-agenda item. And the reason for that is because people that use this to look and see, they say, well, where did that come from? How did that happen that day? But there it is.
Okay.
We're just nice. We're trying to listen to the citizens.
I would have brought it up if it wasn't for Kirk.
For Kirk. Kirk, that's all your fault. We got anybody else would like to speak?
I forgot to mention when y'all spoke about City Clerk. Miss Brenda Royal is coming to work starting February the 7th as our compliance officer. So I just want to let y'all know that.
Good deal. Anybody else? Last chance. Okay.
And I live in Old Town, and I work for the road department. And I didn't dig hell out of the ditches. I was told to dig. I dug about 8 inches is the deepest I've dug, and I've made it slope with the ground that's there to where water runs downhill. Water ain't going to run uphill, so I made it run downhill. But maybe 15 hours on it. I'm doing the very best I can. Trying to learn as I go. Thank y'all.
You're doing a good job. You are doing a good job. And, Miss Red, you know I've been around here and seen you 2 or 3 times, and you're doing a very good job.
Red, thank you for what you're doing.
And you're getting better
at it.
That's
the good part.
Because I done told you I can't get on. I couldn't even crank the thing up. Got one more question.
One more question, Robin.
Come up here.
I remember Leon saying something that you guys needed more vehicles. So if the county can't afford to have more vehicles for Leon, does the Sheriff's Department have any old vehicles that they don't
want?
Leon's buying 2 new vehicles.
Well, not if
they're 2 new
cars. Wait a minute. She's misunderstood it. That we can afford it. We can't find them to buy them. That's the problem.
And the boy's about to buy 2 new Dodges?
Yeah.
Oh, they need trucks, not vehicles.
So he's getting 2 new vehicles. They just letting General Motors.
Vehicles, yeah. You know,
Mr. Chairman? If I can address
please.
All that we do, the Sheriff's Department, every time that they get rid of or moving some out of their stock and out of their fleet, It does go to the road department, solid waste, and all of our parts that we have.
That was just a suggestion. I didn't know you guys already did that.
Yeah, we did.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, go ahead. Cheer.
I'm sorry. Robin, what we do on our Sheriff's Office vehicles, most of the facilities and the things that make it, we get in the miles and out of the
get it,
motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Adjourn.
One more question.
Well, I'm going to make everybody laugh. Mr. Darby, under your recommendation, making everybody go to the podium, up there to be acknowledged to speak, and I'll have a speak for the floor. Remember that pertains to you too, sir.
I am a what's up, I'm
speaking. We got motion by Mr. Stevenson to adjourn.
Second,
Mr. Hatch, all
second.
In favor. Aye. It's brilliant. Hey,
everybody
else, you're doing a fine job.
Are we having time yet?